The second walkthrough deals with theme A, which is actually the second theme that I started working on after some research, but I called it theme A because it's the theme I was more interested in pursuing. This one requires a little bit more backstory, so just bear with me. In the play, the whistle comes from the lullaby that Odella is singing to her baby to try to calm the baby as she's escaping the plantation. So I was looking for some sort of lullaby theme or melody that was coming from Africa or the African diaspora communities. When I was visiting with my older brother and his family in March, I was telling him about the play Oak, and he right away said, oh, that sounds like the ghost story La Llorona, which is popular in Mexico and throughout South America. The story of La Llorona deals with a mother whose two children have drowned, and so she goes to the river or the water, and she drowns herself in sorrow, and then comes back as a ghost and appears to children as the children's mother as a way to lure them to the water. She's ever searching for her children, trying to bring them back to the water with her. So originally I thought, oh great, this is just another very similar ghost story that I can research and just learn about for inspiration. But Eric's wife, who's from Ecuador, was saying actually that in Ecuador and in some of those neighboring countries, the communities who are descended from enslaved Africans have a very similar ghost story, and their version of it is called La Tunda. In this version of the story, La Tunda comes down from the mountains as opposed to coming from the waters, like La Llorona. But whether it's coming out from the creek in the swamp, or from the waters, or down from the mountain woods, it's all very similar. The woman is appearing to the children as a family member or someone that the ghost is not, in order to lure the children with them, kind of put the children in a trance to bring them either to the woods or to the water, etc. Isabel and her friend from Ecuador, who was also there telling me about La Tunda and all and those ghost stories, said they would be terrified anytime it hit 7 p.m. and they would go running home because they thought La Tunda was going to come out and get them. So they really thought La Tunda was real and were very scared, and it kind of also ties into that 7 p.m. curfew theme as well. And the cool thing about it is Isabel was telling me that with La Tunda, there's all of these traditional La Tunda songs. I thought, oh great, there's a place to look for melodic material or chordal material, just something that ties back to a version of this ghost story that, you know, has African roots to it, and see if there's just something that is useful that we could bring into the whistle themes or at least some of the other music. Okay, that's the backstory of how we got to La Tunda. And now here are some music examples of these traditional La Tunda songs and some of the themes that have come out of it. Here's a little excerpt of the first La Tunda song. The melodic theme that I was drawn to from that is actually from the background vocalists. La Tunda, La Tunda. The cool thing about this ghost song is that it is using diminished chords and minor chords, which works really great for us, creating some spooky chord progressions throughout the rest of the show. There's two versions of this chord progression, going from a G-sharp diminished to an A minor, or going from an E7 to an A minor, where you share that E as the bass note. Here's the first one, G-sharp diminished to A minor. And here's the second, which is an E dominant 7 to A minor. The that's where I'm getting the material for the first part of theme A. Now let's talk about the second song where I'm getting the material for the second part of theme A. This comes from a video where they're doing a La Tunda dance, and it's really fun. You should watch some of it. The woman dressed up as La Tunda is dancing around and kind of putting all the kids in trances and going out into the audience and scaring the kids. It's pretty fun. Again, I was drawn to the counter melodies that the background singers are singing. And also the bass line gives us a really cool either G sharp to A or B flat to A when we're getting from the end of the phrase back to the beginning of the phrase, which was something that I thought was super useful that I'm using in the background parts. For instance, in the sketch 1.3 of Princess and the Wolf, we have those kind of baseline motions happening. Here's that melody just on its own. And now with the baseline included. So I have quite a lot of this material. Da-da-da-da-dee-da. Some variation of da-dee-da. I recorded a lot of that on the Gujang zither, and I was thinking about La Tunda and Odella and La Llorona and how they're all these ghosts are putting kids into this sort of trance or seducing them in some way to come along with them. And so I recorded a bunch of variations on the zither harp, recording these little trances of just a few of these notes. So one example shows up in the Princess and the Wolf, sketch 1.3, using hammer dulcimer hammers on the guzheng, and playing this da-dee-da theme. In that scene, it's a parallel where the wolf is sort of trying to put Jasmine into this seduction or trance. Though I have some more general purpose horror soundtracky sort of versions of these harp trances that we can use. So these are the main elements that I'm using and sourcing from these two particular La Tunda songs to combine together for theme A. Okay, that was a lot of backstory. This is how those two halves of the theme combine together into a more stereotypical lullaby melody. With this version of the theme, theme A, I figured we could break it up into its three smaller parts if we needed to. Da-dee. Da-dee. Da-da-dee-da. Or da-dee-da. That allows us to just put a little bit of creepy space in there and also use different notes when we're panning it from one area to another area. Just kind of gives us some options. Now, I know those first two parts of the theme, from C to D and from C to E, are major, but we can always put a dissonant note subtly underneath that to make it a little bit creepy. And then the E, F, D, or D, E, F, D, or whatever, that is very much more classically kind of like horror theme, as you could hear from the harp a dulcimer hammer sort of version of it. One of the other ways that I'm interested in using this theme, if not for the whistle theme, is as a sort of music box theme. It's even something that we could use at the top of The Princess and the Wolf as a way to transition from something that they had on hand in the room, one of their music boxes, and then transition into the world of the storytelling. In a couple of the film soundtracks that I was checking out, like Suspiria, and also in the original version of Candyman, which was scored by Philip Glass, and then they brought it back for the new version of Candyman just a little bit, what is a sort of celeste and bells playing this music box sort of sound on a very simple lullaby-esque sort of theme. And one of the cool things about the parts one and part two of Latunda theme A is that you can put them right on top of each other and they fit. So here's what that sounds like as a sort of celeste music box kids lullaby sort of theme. Of course, we can absolutely go hog wild with the classic little music box arpeggios. But I don't need to give you 1,000 examples of that. You get the idea. Here's another little mini podcast, I guess. I was looking for some other options of what Pickle could sing or hum or whistle for Odella's initial lullaby that she's whistling or singing for the baby on page 4 during Local Legend. I was looking into different West African lullabies, seeing if there was anything that was similar enough to the Latunda theme material that we already have that maybe we could fuse together. And I came across a lullaby called Olele Moleba Makasi that I really love. It's very sweet and gentle sounding. Here's the original recording I was listening to, and I'll link this in the email.
Olele, olele, moliba makasi.
Olele, olele, moliba makasi. Olele, olele, moliba makasi.
The first part you hear with the child singing actually is the upper harmony line. Mi, fa, so, mi, fa, so, mi, so, fa, re, fa, mi. And I'm going to do solfege for all this stuff, but what I'm more interested in is the lower line, which actually shares the first three notes of the Latunda theme. Do, re, mi, do, re, mi. Re, mi, re, do, re, do. That's the lower line. This melody and these notes can be fused together with the first half of Latunda theme A, but they are in different meters. Latunda theme A is in 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do, re, re, 4, 5, 6. Do, mi, mi, 4, 5, 6. Do, re, re, 4, 5, 6. Do, mi, mi, 4, 5, 6. This Olele song is in 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do, re, mi. Do, re, mi. Re, mi, re, do, re, do. If we take that rhythm from this Olele song and fuse it with the melody notes of the first half of the Latunda song, it would go like this.
Do, re, re, do, mi, mi.
And then if you combined it with the second half of this Olele melody,
do, re, re, do, mi, mi. Re, mi, re, do, re, do.
Here's the original Olele song again.
Do, re, mi. Do, re, mi. Re, mi, re, do, re, do.
Here's the modified Latunda version.
Do, re, re. Do, mi, mi. Re, mi, re, do, re, do.
The original again.
Do, re, mi. Do, re, mi, re, mi, re, do, re, do.
The Latunda version.
Do, re, re. Do, mi, mi, re, mi, re, do, re, do.
Either one of these, I think, could be a really good option for Pickle to sing or hum as the initial version of Odella's lullaby that she's whistling or singing for her baby. And over the course of local legend, this can start to twist and turn into more of the minor scary version of Odella's theme. Also, I would like for something that's a little more sweet and tender and gentle like this theme to come back during the ending Odella scene when Pickle kind of gives in and says, okay, I trust you, that we are hearing that the sweetest version of Odella's lullaby during a moment like that where the chilling warmth kind of is at play.